got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper, May 7th, 2025, episode 132. And hello, my queen. For you, I have champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Oh.
A Robin Leach.
Oh.
Tribute.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yes.
That's
especially
good.
Because I gave you champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Yes,
today.
I didn't drink champagne though, but I sure ate
you,
the caviar.
You sure drank the caviar. Yes. Shall we cheers, baby? One, yes. Two, three. Sounded almost like, it sounds like you're drinking from a wooden
cup. I'm drinking a full cup. Glass of water.
I am drinking. I don't know where we got this. This
I don't
is
either.
Chateau de Mercuse Grand Vin 2019.
Oh, good year.
Oh, yes. Georges Vigoureux, Malbec de Cahors. So you didn't mark it, so there's no markings on this. I wonder where we got this from.
I don't know.
Mm. It's good.
Is it good?
It's very. Oh, I had it yesterday.
Yes. You're down to drinking just one glass of wine a night now.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a glass of dinner. Well, dinner, my potato that I had.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But because we had a big lunch today.
Yes. You're all mad at me because we're starting late. Just get it out of your system. It's not my fault. I had an emergency surgery this morning.
Yes, do tell.
Well, yesterday I got a text message. It was a correct
text. You have a fantastic mouth team.
My oral team is fab.
Yes, oral team.
My oral team is so good. Because last Tuesday I went to have my, was it Tuesday? Yeah. Went to have Mandy in Kerrville, that's Maverick's hygienist, and she's specialist with bridges and implants. And so we're all looking at this one implant, which has lost some bone. It's grew back a little bit. Basically, we're praying. Otherwise, we go to plan B. You don't want to know plan B. Uh-oh. And then Mandy's looking at it. She says, you know, there's something here. I can't quite see it. You should have Hollywood take a look at it. And I got a text yesterday. I didn't call anybody. They communicated.
Yes, they contacted you.
You got something going on.
Because you're their star celebrity client.
Yeah, who gets to come in at 8 a.m.
Yes.
But that was because they inserted me into their busy day.
Yes.
And Hollywood's going like, hey, let's take a look. Oh, yeah. He says, well.
So this is an old crown.
Yeah, it's like 25-year-old crown.
A previous life crown.
It's a Belgian crown.
Oh, okay.
There was a little spot in a place that is not my fault. It's just the whole thing. Am I boring you? Is my story boring you?
I've heard so much about your teeth. Boost.
Wow.
No,
if I yawned every time you talked about your issues.
I'm sorry, it's late.
It's 7:31.
Wait for the show.
7:31.
Anyway, go ahead, Kara. Finish your story.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Kara. And so Hollywood says, well, we got to replace this crown, fix that little bit. And I say, okay, let's do it. You know, and he says, I can do it right now if you want. And for that split second, the old Adam went, let's push this off until after we're back from Nashville. I said, wait a minute, can you have me done by 11:30? Because I have a day date. I have lunch with my wife. He says, yep. And if you just do it without any numbness, you'll be fine.
So no numbness.
No lidocaine.
Oh, gosh.
And he's, I'm like, let's go for it. And he went to town. And it was just a little moment where I'm like, hey.
Oh,
he's like,
who are you?
Always said, hey, Curry, how you doing, Curry? You doing okay, Curry?
He calls me the keeper. Hey, the keeper.
So I'm Curry. I'm not Adam. I'm not Mr. Podfather. I'm keep. I'm Curry.
Hey, Curry. I'm the keeper. Do you say, hey, Hollywood? Do you call him Hollywood?
Of course I do. He's like, no, you're Hollywood. Look at your teeth. He said, no, you're Hollywood Hurster.
And you know what? And he's everybody, like my friend Debbie goes to him and Karen goes to him.
Jill.
And they're like, hey, I went to Hollywood. Uh-huh. So everybody calls him Hollywood. He does. He looks like a Hollywood.
He looks
like a movie star.
He totally does.
Yes.
And, you know, did you have that new thing they jam in your mouth that has the suction, everything attached to it? So normally you have that like
that's
cushion.
That's what I didn't realize that.
I thought it was just the old school, the one block.
When they worked on my teeth for 3.5 hours and it completely dried out my mouth. That was awful.
So I said, oh, you want a block in your mouth? Yeah, I love that thing. And then this whole, I'm like, what are you sticking in my mouth?
Yes.
Helga?
Yeah.
And I actually liked it. That was fine for me.
You're a weirdo.
And I was watching the
you are a weirdo.
I was watching the Pope conclave going on the screen, and you know, and they're just,
you know what? And that was all that stuff. And I talked about this when I had the
you hate the sound.
It was the sound, and so the dental hygienist, because I was there last week too, getting my teeth cleaned, and she's like, "Does that hurt?" And I said, "No, it's the piercing sound that bothers me."
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all. Yeah, but who am I? So I went without numbness. I came home, finished up the taxes, bada bing, bada boom, printed it out. You came home, 10 minutes to spare.
I know.
The only thing is, I didn't realize I still had my hoodie on with...
Yes, you got all dressed up for me today.
And you're like, that's real nice what you're wearing. I'm sorry, I had emergency surgery, which I did without numbing so I could eat with you. And then I did the taxes, and then it was 10 minutes left.
And here I am still complaining. I'm such a terrible wife. Terrible wife.
No, you're just a wife.
Yeah. Well, no, I had my teeth cleaned last week too. And it was, I don't know. She was like, what's going on with your teeth? She was in there for a long time. And as I said to you today, you know, they're working on your mouth and they're asking you questions. Like, how do you answer questions when your mouth?
I'm always talking.
I was annoyed.
I'm like, and they, you know, dental people, they can kind of understand what you're saying.
They talk open mouth language. They understand open mouth language. Open mouth speech.
And twice I accidentally bit Helga's finger.
Yeah, I know.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you closing your mouth?
Well, I thought that she, I couldn't see that her finger was in there. I'm like, oh, sorry.
You could not tell that she was in your mouth.
No, this was when they were doing, they had 18 different things going on there. And, you know, and then they take their fingers out and I can swallow. And it was just acting because I have no idea. I have no feedback on these front teeth.
Can you see her like hovering over you with her hand?
I'm watching the Popes, the Cardinals.
That is really odd that you cannot, you have no sensation that there are fingers in your mouth.
Not the rubber gloves that are right in the front.
They're like sausages.
Anyway. I didn't do it on purpose. And she's like,
That's strange. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so here
we
are.
My mouth is very unique.
My mouth is. People actually come by and say, your teeth are beautiful.
Yes, I know, Adam. Yes. You smile at everybody. I know.
Yes. In the dentist office. I know. Like, hey.
I know.
Hey. And they showed me the bill and I said, we're going on a vacation with you guys, I guess, huh? Yes, as long as Tina comes, we're okay with
they're
that.
They're going to Morocco. He told me they're going to Morocco.
They also, we'd love to have you and Tina come with us on vacation. Like, I was only kidding.
Like,
I'll pay
no.
extra to stay home.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I took you to vaudeville for a lovely lunch.
I took things in my own hands, and I invited you to lunch today.
Is that exactly how it happened?
Well, no,
though?
Not really.
Is that really how it went down?
I was supposed to go with my friend Dawn.
Is that really?
So I had the reservation.
I'm sloppy seconds. I'm sloppy seconds. Oh my goodness! I didn't even realize it.
Hey, you were my first choice.
Choice after Dawn.
Yes. Wow. But we made it really special. We had a really nice time.
First of all, they always make it special for us. Everyone there makes it special, from sommelier Dylan to Richard, who is just always talk.
I know. Finally, I was like, can we go have lunch now? Like, I'm
starving.
You
talk with him for like 10 minutes.
Well, you were talking to Dylan.
Yeah. And I kept looking over like, are you guys doing? He's like, I can get rid of Dylan anytime I want, but you seem to not be able to get rid of Richard.
You were
kidding.
Touching Richard's chest. You're like, whoa, you're kind of in
shape. I hugged him. I went, dude, what's with the pecs?
He's always in shape. He's insanely
in shape.
But we had a very lovely, lovely lunch. And I'm stuffed. I went on a second walk because I was so full.
So I didn't have any breakfast. And that was
were hungry.
That was breakfast and lunch for me. And
I had a small breakfast.
But then we had these beautiful Reuben sandwiches.
Well, no, we started off with caviar.
With caviar, yes.
And you're like, you need champagne. And I go, no, I'm not. That's a lot for me, the caviar. But I did, yes. And then we had Reuben. I had my naked, no bread.
No bread.
You had the
fully clothed, fully clothed bathrobe, the whole deal.
You ate the whole thing.
Dude, I've had many Reuben sandwiches in New York City, where probably the Reuben originated from. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yes.
You know, something like a Reuben Jewish sandwich. And I think so. A Reuben. Yeah. Maybe not.
There's Gruyere cheese on the melted cheese.
And then Thousand Island dressing.
And then some aioli.
And it was decadent. A huge
Yes.
Huge sandwich.
Yes.
I was full. And you're like, I want a cookie.
I was like, I've opened the door. If I open the door, I'm going to just enjoy myself. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so
full.
Can't
believe I did that.
So I had to go to a quick meeting today. And then I came back. I said, I'm going for another walk. I walked for 3 miles.
Gone for a while.
Yeah, I walked for almost 3 miles. Yeah. And I walked fast, because I have so much sugar. And my glycogen stores are just fully loaded. And so I
Your glycogen stores have a sale going on.
Yeah. So
anyway, so it was lovely.
It was really a nice day.
And even though you're like, I don't feel that.
Just a little. I just complained a little bit.
And then you said, but it was worth it.
I didn't really need the cookie, but I was like, it was good. No. It was really good.
And then, and I'm trying to catch up and you're doing very important things. I know you are.
Doom scrolling.
And so I cooked my own dinner with the baked potato and beans.
Baked beans. Oh, nice.
And then I cleaned everything up and then I rushed to clean out the dishwasher, which I hadn't done because, my emergency surgery. Oh. And then I'm getting everything ready and you're doom scrolling the couch like, it's late.
Are we going to do the show or what?
I'm like, so I get all like nervous, like, oh man, now she's mad.
And I wasn't mad.
Here we are.
I'm not mad.
Here we are, baby.
I'm not mad.
I love you.
I love you too, honey. Very much.
And it was a great day. It was a lot of fun.
I always have fun with you.
It was a dynamic day in Hill Country.
I always have fun with you.
Yeah, we were laughing. We were having a good time.
Yeah.
Checking everybody out. You're like, don't look now. That lady there looks like a very old...
Martha Stewart. She looked just like her.
I'm like, how much older than Martha Stewart do you have to?
Her wig was a little askew, though. I was like, she had your wig out. It was. You didn't notice it. I was like,
No, because I just glanced.
It's
crooked. I couldn't stare at her. I'm not like that.
So last Friday, we went to dinner at the arms dealer.
International arms dealer
yes. And his chef wife's house, which is always a lovely affair.
She is truly the chef.
And we
chef
met Andrea. Some new friends. We met.
It was
we,
very nice.
We know
nice.
Them from church, but yes. So we met some new friends, Melinda and Brent. And we're hosting them here. I'm actually
Brent and Mindy and Melinda.
Right, Melinda.
Alan wasn't
that's
there.
That's right.
Look at me correcting you on the names. I know.
Yes. Mindy and Brent and then Melinda, but her husband Alan was out of the country. Yeah.
He's the cigar smuggler. Yeah. He was in Nicaragua getting, rolling up Cuban cigars in Nicaraguan wrappers or something. I don't know what's going on there. What an eclectic bunch we have.
Yeah.
And Brent and Mindy, they're 50s, right? I think he's 55. Mm-hmm. He's cool.
I really like both of them. And I'm having lunch with her on Friday and then we're hosting them here for dinner.
Yeah, I think Brent and I are going to have a coffee.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. It was really nice. And then Melinda, I'm having lunch with her next week too. And she owns a yoga studio here.
Yes. Yes. I sat next to her during the day. She's very funny.
Yes.
She's a very funny lady.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm excited. So leave it to Andrea. Andrea is just connected everywhere. She just connects people.
But once again, we walk in, they had spritzers.
Yeah.
Actual Italian spritzers.
Yes. Yes.
The wine, of course, was always completely paired with the meal. We had a ceviche with this beautiful white wine.
Yes.
And then we had, what was it?
She had tenderloin.
Tenderloin
with like a chipotle soil. I know. So when I invited Mindy, I said, look, I don't cook that way. And Brent goes, she likes corn dogs. So today, when I confirmed with her and I said, they're coming the 30th. And I said, she's like, the 30th works for us. I sent you a text about that.
Yeah, I got it. I confirmed.
I go, perfect. Corn dogs it is. Yeah.
That's cool.
So that was fun. And then, I think Saturday we didn't do anything. We were supposed to get together with Pastor Jimmy and Annette, but they had travel woes.
Oh, my goodness. They were gone all week and, following the bye. By osmosis and following I know they had a good time when they were in Colorado Springs, but travel was not filled with favor.
Yes, it was not.
The funniest bit, was when they're on their way home and you and Annette are always texting about whatever emergency there is. You're like, we don't think we can get into the house. And at this point, it's 11 or 11:30.
Yes, because their cleaning people had come and had locked. Well, their luggage was
in Dallas. That didn't help.
And then they get in their car on their way home. They hit the same nighttime construction that we did.
Yeah.
So delayed them getting home. And then they realized.
After they left the airport in Colorado Springs at 11 or something.
And it was delayed. Yeah. And then they didn't know if they had their keys. And they couldn't remember the code to get into the door because the cleaning people locked a door that they don't normally lock.
So we're up at like 11:30.
We're never up that late.
And we're gathering toothbrushes. And
we're going to have overnight guests.
Yeah, that's cool. We got toothbrushes. Everything's clean upstairs.
The room is ready.
Yeah,
it's good to go.
Phoebe's ready to see you guys. And then they got in the house.
And then
we're like, okay.
But it was so
we're going to bed.
It's so strange because we're never up that late. Ever.
No.
Ever.
I know. Why were we up that late?
Well, we got home probably 10:30 from Andre and David.
Oh, that's right.
We got home about 10:30.
Yeah.
And then you walked Phoebe, and then we were just sitting up. We like to stay up for a little bit before we go to bed.
We watched a little Seinfeld. We kind of gave up on the Golden Girls. Why did we give up on the Golden Girls?
I don't know.
It wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's funny, but. Yeah. And also the quality of the video is so bad.
Well, it's 40 years ago.
And they got those huge subtitles, you know, like back in the day for like blind people, not just for people who want to read along like us.
I know.
Not the cool little, But then, of course, we got some other shows going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all good.
So yeah, Saturday we just ended up just chilling out, you and me. But on Sunday.
Sunday was a big, big, long day.
Well, we went long to church day. And I have to apologize because I snapped at you. About
you
your driving.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Because you were impeding the flow of traffic again. And I really did snap at you because I'm like, he hasn't learned. You cannot do that. You cannot impede the flow of traffic.
I'm like, go ahead, you.
He
was closer.
No, it doesn't matter. Okay. He was waiting for you. So, okay.
No, you don't have to explain
it.
Let's get back to the part where you snapped at me.
Okay, wait.
That was the fun part.
I'm setting it up. I'm setting it up.
He was closer to the turn than I was.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because if I was on the other side, I would have gone before him.
Okay.
From now on, I'm going to drive like I used to. Forget Grandpa Curry. I'm going to drive like I used to. Hold on to your butt, Mrs. Curry, because this kid knows how to drive. It's over. It's done. You watch me. I can zippity-doo-dah like the best of them. No problemo.
Zip away, baby.
And then you can't be grabbing that Jesus handle going, whoa, 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 because I'm going to be zipping with zapping, and you're going to be like, what?
Wait. Pastor Jimmy, did you hear that?
What? Oh, and Pastor Jimmy, you're a co-pilot, baby. You watch. You think I can't do that? Okay, it's over. It's over. It's done. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
In the words
of Alice Cooper, also a Christian, by the way. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm going to be zippity-doo-dying everybody. People will be like, look at that douchebag. That's going to be me.
No, it's not. I'm not complaining about that. Let me set it up, okay? So we're driving, okay? And we're going to make a right-hand turn.
I'm driving. You are on your phone doing Instagram or texting or whatever. I'm in charge. I'm in control. It's Sunday morning. I got up at 5 a.m. I'm prepping. I'm flipping. I'm bopping. I'm walking the dog. I'm showering. I'm getting ready. Jump in the car. Boom. We're ready to go. I'm driving.
Okay. You're driving.
You're doing whatever you do.
I'm a co-pilot.
You're not co-piloting.
I'm co-pilot.
You are scrolling and texting.
Scrolling?
The minute we get in the car after church, I can ask you a question. I'll get an answer 35 seconds later. Because you're like, who texted me? By the way, not exclusive to you.
Okay.
Women.
Women
are text maniacs.
I don't know. My daughter Ellen is not like that, just saying. Okay. But let me just set it up. It's not the speed in which you drive, although sometimes that can be an issue. But you were driving, and there was a car in the opposite direction. The car had its blinker on, and it was going to turn left. You were approaching the street, and
closer?
You were going to turn
Who
right.
Who was closer?
It doesn't matter. You stop in the road, and you wave him forward. That is impeding the flow of traffic.
Question.
You have the right of way.
Your Honor, question?
Yes.
Was there a car behind him or a car behind me?
No.
What traffic was I impeding?
The flow. You're impeding the flow.
But there was no flow. We were the flow.
We were the flow. You impeded it.
And
it's still, it's a bad habit.
It's called.
You're guilty.
Guilty as charged, Your Honor.
It's just.
Time. And my sentence is time already served.
Anyway.
Because then you went. And I went,
you snapped at me,
bro.
I did. And
you apologized.
I did. I said, I'm sorry. And then when we got into church.
Then what happened?
And then when we got into church. And you're very exuberant in your participation.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And you go, am I loud? I go, yes. You're like, amen.
Some people are louder than me, I'll have you know.
Maybe because you're sitting right next to me. I'm like, whoa, okay.
I want to be there for my brother, Pastor Jimmy. Yes. I'm like, amen, 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 bro. Hallelujah. I did a hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he was healed. When his tinnitus was down 95%, I went, hallelujah. I already knew the story.
Yeah.
So I was ready to hallelujah.
The audience participation. Then you go, am I loud? And I said, yes,
it's like loud. Jerry Springer, only with Jesus. It's better.
And so after church, I said, you can be as loud as you want.
Yeah, that was very sweet of you.
Yes, you can be as loud as you want to.
Because you obviously thought about it and you thought, man, let my husband.
Let his flag fly.
Because there are some people who are louder than me, yes, baby. And like, they're in the back.
And you know what? And what's so interesting is I remember when we first started our faith journey and we were talking about raising our hands.
We didn't even want to do that.
No, you, excuse me, you didn't.
That's correct. I wasn't ready for it.
No, and now?
Like, two hands in the air, don't care.
They're like, oh, there's Adam. We see him on the online.
Yes.
There's his wingspan.
Did you see Pastor Jimmy? He's got a new move. He was like this.
Oh,
he was spread eagle like this. Like,
really? His arms? Why?
Yeah.
What?
He was accepting the Lord.
Oh.
Maybe you were ushering, so maybe you didn't see that. Because Damonette wasn't there because she had hurt her back.
No, she was sick. She had a headache.
Oh, she was sick, right.
Yeah.
And so there was one space in between us, so we wouldn't hit each other's arms. And he was like, he was all into it.
Oh, yeah. He's always got his arms up.
Yeah, but he wasn't up. He was out.
Out.
Oh. He was out now.
Oh, he was like eagling it.
Yes.
He was the eagle.
It was a new move.
Oh, new move.
I saw a new move.
Nice.
But by the way.
Yes.
Worship team was awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so late. Oh, you mean during service?
Yes. And later that evening.
Mm.
Hmm. During service,
oh,
it was
great.
There
was about over 20 baptisms. From what age, what?
Well, so five, first of all, seven? Then we come back, and then, you know, you're always so sweet. You make me breakfast while I'm prepping last minute because it went a little long. I'm like,
I know, you're like, we got to go.
We can't be hanging around. It's 10:45 already.
Everybody stops you and wants to talk to you.
And I want to talk to you, too.
That's not true.
I move you along.
That is not true, but it's okay. I'm secure with myself.
Oh, man. So we drive. Nice and zippy.
You got home because you're like, I gotta get home. I gotta prep.
Oh no, you're gonna see.
I don't want you to drive reckless.
Oh no,
just the speed limit is fine.
No, I'm Mr. Zippy Zappy.
No, you're not.
You watch.
You're Mr. Zippy.
I'm Mr. Zippy Zappy.
Zippy Zappy.
Yeah, you don't know Mr. Zippy. Never heard Mr. Zippy?
Oh no, not that voice, no.
That's not, I don't, it won't stop.
Not that voice.
No, okay.
I know
you don't like the voice.
No.
And so then I literally ended the show sooner. I'm like, okay, we're ending the show now. So we did 3 hours and 15 minutes.
I had dinner ready for
ended
you.
Ended 15 minutes early, boom, eight.
Off to the worship.
Off to worship.
Yeah.
And over 20 baptisms.
Yeah, it was so
And it
awesome.
Was fantastic. It was so
the
good.
The band was so... You know what I overheard? What was...
By the way, Brent was doing the audio mix.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was like... He's
a great guitar player, though, too.
But also, it was more like a theatrical than I ever recall.
Yes.
And I went to Pastor Russ, and I said, Pastor Russ, this is really good, man.
Yes.
Because it went... You know,
they tied in scripture after every song.
Someone read some scripture who was in the worship team. Then the lights would change. The music would flow. It was good.
Yeah.
This was new. I hadn't seen this. Yeah. It was like a little show. It was really, really well done. Yes. I enjoyed it very much.
I did too. I enjoyed
it. It was good.
I overheard Pastor Jimmy saying, yeah, he's getting the hankering to play his guitar again. Like he's, yeah.
He He actually didn't know that Brent was doing the sound because Brent was doing guitar in the morning. Uh-huh. He probably would have played guitar in the evening. So that was just a miscommunication. Yeah. Of course, you know, if you're a guitar player, you got the need.
Yes.
You know, so he needs to pay attention to that and make sure he gets his fill.
Yeah.
It's very important for guitar players.
It was a beautiful night, though. And I'm it like, oh, my gosh, look at all these people that are joining God's kingdom. Yeah. I loved it. And young kids to older people. It was amazing.
And then Destiny, who we had met at
Freed Homes.
Yeah. She all of a sudden shows up at our church. Didn't know she was going to our church.
Yeah.
So it was good.
It's just lovely.
It really was.
We were talking about that today where we said when Sunday comes around, we are excited to go and worship God.
Oh, yeah.
And give all praise and glory to God. We never feel like, oh, my gosh, we got to get up and go to church ever.
No.
Ever. And when I miss it, I really miss it. Like, and the only time I miss it is if I'm out
traveling,
of town.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was good. The Pastor Jimmy was on fire.
I know. It was a really good sermon. Go listen to it. It's on bridgefbg.com.
Yes. Or hellofred.fm.
Oh, yes.
Hellofred.fm. We have the most recent episode up. Made sure it was up today.
Yep. So, couple things. I am up to 25 pounds on my weighted vest. Bump, 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 bump. Walking.
Which was interesting because you didn't even notice it during your harrowing adventure the other day.
But I wanted to say, I not only am I doing a 25-pound weight vest, I have also done a 41-hour fast. How about that?
Yeah, that's insane.
Yes, I have to stop with the fast, though, I think, for a little bit.
I think you're good.
Yeah.
I can't see you. I know. Hello, are you here? Stop with the fast.
Yes, although today I made up for it, but
your problem is not that you don't want to eat. It's just you're controlling yourself.
Yes, I have to be disciplined.
And the whole secret to this, you are, look, hear me now, believe me later.
Okay.
You are a woman who loves KPIs. You want your key performance indicators.
Yes, I am.
So you got your glucose monitor in the morning. You got your ketones. You got your scales. And you like a program that is mapped out. And so you're adjusting it now. And I think it's great.
Yes,
and so
I am diligent that way.
You keep within the limits.
I like structure.
Yeah.
I like structure. Now I'm kind of trying to find my new structure.
Where I'm like, that check engine light, don't worry. It'll go off eventually when I hit the garage. It's okay. Don't worry.
I'm so not. I'm quadrant two, baby. I'm quadrant two. That could be a show title. Quadrant two.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
Q-U-A.
I'm kidding. Q quadrant.
How do you spell it?
I know.
Just call me Q2, babe.
Q2.
Q-T. Okay.
Curry in the Q2.
No. So, okay. So, when was this? What day was this? Monday? Yes, Monday, because I walked today so I'm walking.
Monday, I'm trying to have a little Sabbath, but that didn't work out the way I expected it to.
Yes, so I'm on the phone with Brandy. We're just yapping. We get on the phone, we just start yapping.
Yeah, walking?
Yeah, I'm walking. Oh. Makes my walk go by fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't get out of breath walking and talking?
Babe, I'm in shape, man. Come on.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
117 over 37. My blood pressure.
Oh, mine was 95 over 62.
But for me.
117
over 37.
37?
47,
oh,
I think.
47?
It was, no, 80. 87.
Like,
there was 87.
37,
I was
dead.
I was dead. I'm always like the 117 over, I think it was 80 something.
37.
I remember the 117 number. I'm like, that's good. The little thing went, you are very healthy.
Did
like,
it
yes,
that?
It talked to me now. Yeah. So
oh, mine was like 95 over 63.
You're unbelievable.
I'm surprised I'm alive. Yeah. That my blood is even pumping.
All right. Sorry, interrupted your story.
All right. So I'm walking down Main Street. Main Street's busy. It's busy.
Even on a Monday?
Oh, yeah. It's a major thoroughfare, you know?
Well, that's true because I played chess with Willie on Monday. Yeah.
And so all of a sudden I'm crossing this busy intersection and I see this little dog running across the street in front of all the cars at the stoplight, like
No.
And I'm like, I said to Brandy, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a dog that's running across the street. Oh. And I went, and I tried to get him to come to me and he like was skittish and he went in back of me. So I crouched down to my knees, which is surprising because I had this 25-pound vest on.
Yes,
I was like, it didn't even faze me. Did not even faze me. And I was like, oh, come here. And he went behind me and I grabbed his collar. Mm. And I picked him up. And of course, no tag.
But he had a collar on.
He had a collar. He had a spiky collar on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
What kind of dog was he?
He looked like a Jack Russell sort of mix.
Yeah. White. Kind of white, white and black.
Adorable.
Yeah.
And so I pick him up and this woman was watching me. She goes, yeah, I noticed you with your vest on because my daughter has one. Mm-hmm. And she said, and then I saw the dog. And so, cause she turned the corner and she rolled her window down and I go, it's not my dog. I don't know what to do.
Is that
and
your dog?
So she pulls into the parking, this empty parking lot. And I go, I just found, he just ran across the street. I don't know where to take him. Maybe I should take him to the fire station, which was about, and I'm thinking, I'm going to carry this 15-pound dog.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why was the first thing you thought fire station? Because they have Dalmatians or what?
I did not know where the shelter was. I did not know where the SPCA was.
I know you guys are busy with fires, but here's a dog.
I'm just
curious.
But I was curious. Maybe they would tell me what to do with this dog. So anyway, she said, complete strangers, this woman. She goes, why don't you get in the car? I'll take you to, let's take him to the SPCA. And I said, okay. So she drives quite a ways.
It's over on 16.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so she takes him, we take him to SPCA and they scan him he's in my lap. He fell asleep in my lap. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to bring you home. But Phoebe probably eats you up alive.
Eat him.
So,
And he had a collar on too.
He had no tag. There was no tag. Like, get a tag for your dog.
A chip.
So they scanned him, no chip. And they said, we can't take him here. You have to take him to the shelter. So we get back in her car. I'm carrying the dog.
I didn't even know where the shelter is.
I've got my weighted vest on the whole time. And this woman was so nice and so lovely.
What was her name? Do you remember her name?
Linda. Mm-hmm. And she has two older daughters. She's going to be a grandma soon. Aww. She's like our age. Uh-huh. Just lovely, lovely. And it was so kind of her to do that.
Did you get her number?
No. Okay. No.
Swap digits?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, y'all are dog rescuers. The dog rescuers of Fredericksburg.
So we end up going to the shelter. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, I found him at Milam and Main Street. I said he was running across the street and I don't know who he belongs to. And they said, okay, well, we'll take him in and we'll post it on Facebook and we'll give it about 4 days. And after 4 days, we're going to euthanize him. Cool. And I'm like,
oh, nice.
Cool. Did you say cool?
Is it cool?
That's so cool. Horrible. And I was like, oh my, she goes, but don't worry. The smaller dogs go really fast.
Did she say that?
No, not to be euthanized for somebody.
They die real quick.
No, for somebody to adopt them.
Wow. I'm like, what kind of ghouls are they?
You just said cool.
But don't worry. The little dogs go really fast. Like, oh man, you guys are harsh over there.
Okay. So we had to fill out the paperwork and Linda to snap the picture, which I put in the newsletter. So I was talking to Brandy and Brandy says, oh, you know, maybe you should let everybody know about the dog. So I sent out the picture and I asked people to post it on Facebook. Aww. And I sent it out to the prayer warriors, to all these threads that I have, these people. And beautiful Sparkle Debbie, this woman.
She's amazing.
You know what she said? She goes, you know what? I'm going to pick up the dog from the shelter and I'm going to keep the dog here at my house. And the shelter can take my phone number until the owners get here. I don't want that dog in the shelter. I'm like, she even called me and she's like, well, you know, what's the story? She called the shelter. Aww. I know. She's so sweet. She just takes in everybody. When Mary Ellen Ross were having a problem with their dog, she's like, I'll take him in.
Yeah.
Luckily through Facebook,
I don't know if it was Facebook or not,
but the dog got reunited with its owner.
Oh, good.
And I said to the shelter, I said, if the owner comes, will you
tell him to get a chip?
Get a tag.
Yeah.
Because I could have easily called them.
Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting for me.
Yeah.
I was like, I saved an animal.
You did.
I did. He was so cute.
Snapped at my husband, saved a dog.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this picture?
We're going to get a small dog next time.
Oh, really? Oh, really? No. One that I trip over. Okay.
Yeah. So that was my dog rescue story.
That was a good story.
He was so cute.
That was a really good story.
But you know what? God just put me in the right place at the right time when I turned around and saw that dog running across that busy main street at Milam
and all the cars would have taken off
because nobody would have seen him because he was so little.
Yeah.
So praise God that he was saved.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. So busy day for me tomorrow. Heading up to go see the Mercy Me boys.
Yes. Oh, I need to alert Michael. Do you want his number?
No.
You don't want to see the band?
No.
You can go up and say, I'm with the band.
No, I don't want to. No.
Andrea would love to meet him.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay. I just don't want to do that. So Andrea was...
I'm going to have Mike call you out on from stage. Okay. Hey, Keeper. You there, Keeper?
Okay, that's fine. So Andrea was supposed to go with our friend Dawn, and Dawn had a little bit of an accident. She's fine now. She's home. And
a little bit?
Yeah, she had a big accident.
Oh, my goodness. She's Everybody fine, was and we were all flipping out. She got airlifted to the hospital.
Yeah, she got thrown from her horse, but she broke 9 ribs, I think. 9 ribs, yeah.
I mean, the prognosis, initial diagnosis was like, this is bad.
Everybody was praying for her. Yeah. And by the God's grace, I mean, she just has to deal with the broken ribs. And she, for the most part, she didn't have to have any surgery. Praise God, she didn't break her neck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So anyway, Andrea and Dawn were supposed to go see Mercy Me tomorrow night in Cedar Park.
Right.
And
your sloppy seconds.
It's okay. I don't care. That was just nice of her to think of me. I don't know if she was the first. I was the first one that offered. But you know what? I said to you, I go, you know what? God's telling me to go.
Yes.
I need to go.
Yeah, I think that's great. So you're going to stay overnight.
Yes, we're going to stay overnight because it's a 2-hour drive and I just don't want to drive.
Oh, it's way too long to come home after the show.
Yes. Yeah.
Way too long. Nice, babe.
Yeah. So that's the word. Nice. Short girls trip tomorrow.
Yeah. Groovy.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah. What do you got?
I've been doing taxes.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
We're getting a refund for the first time since I've ever known you.
This was quite unbelievable.
I'm like, we overpaid our estimated taxes.
I rendered too much to Caesar that belongs to Caesar.
Yes.
Give me a break. Like, really? I'm getting a refund?
This is a good segue, that Titus scripture.
Go ahead.
About our huge fight. I wanted to talk about our huge fight.
Okay, our huge
fight. So why don't you, I've been talking a lot. Hit it.
So Tina was really mean, and then I yelled at her, and she yelled back, and then later we made up. That was a huge fight.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this was not a shining moment for either of us.
No.
And so we were waiting on a piece of information, and it wasn't coming in, and I was annoyed. I was annoyed.
I wanted to file our taxes
and it wasn't coming in and I was upset and my frustration that I expressed started to rile you up because you were upset about it too.
Yes.
And then it just got really ugly. Enemy was like, yes, let's get into it with the two of you.
It was like old times
It was not good.
I think we both recognized that this is not good what's going on here. And then I went to go yell at somebody else about it.
And I
used the F word.
Yes.
Which I was like, whoa, what just came out of my mouth?
Yes. Yeah. And I felt like I perpetuated it because I was so angry that they were delaying it for all the wrong reasons, I felt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just ended up, it was not a shining moment for us, but I think that we, as in the past, we recover pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Very quickly.
But it was not good. It was ugly.
And then when I walk the dog, I'm repenting. I know you repent. I'm like, Lord, I can't believe that happened.
Yes.
This was no good.
And I don't like that feeling we're so, gosh, I mean, I can physically feel the enemy between us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could physically feel it.
But then we overcame him and it was gone.
Yes.
He was gone very quickly.
Yes.
But yeah, he was there. And I think we both knew it while it was happening. But I was so mad, I didn't want to say this is the enemy. I'm like, hello, enemy, I see you. I'm mad now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely was not.
But it ended before we even sat down to watch TV.
Well, I came in and I apologized to you and I said, I'm really sorry. This was not good. And
the good news is.
And then I prayed about it in the morning.
Mm-hmm. The good news is we got a refund.
I know. The good news is you got what you wanted the next day.
The next day.
You got what you
the
wanted.
The next day.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's funny how that works.
Yes. And so that.
But I apologized to that person too. I said, I'm really sorry. This, you know, I lost my mind. I really apologize. This person's not a believer, but I said, I really apologize. I'm so sorry. And that person got back to me and said, we all have our moments.
Yes.
So that it was cool.
Yeah. She's not a believer?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that leads me into my God shot.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I'm sorry. I was not God shot prepared.
There we go. It's time for Tina's God shot.
Wow. You are Miss Segway today.
How about that?
Yeah. So anyway, I'll just before you get into your God shot. So that was my Sabbath. Taxes, argument. That was all on Monday.
Yeah, not very good.
Sorry. Actually, it turned out okay.
It did turn out okay.
And then, you know, you yelled at me again tonight from start the show. Please, have somebody help me.
Blink twice
if you can hear me.
No, so I believe this was in our couples book today.
Okay.
You know, because I love this, because when I devotional. Think about, yeah, so it was Hebrews.
Which, by the way, every day we read it, we're like, yeah, we're kind of there.
Yeah,
we got a lot of that going on, yeah.
So it's Hebrews chapter 4. Yeah,
you're way into Hebrews these days.
Well, I read all of Hebrews. I'm now reading Ephesians now.
Ooh, Ephesians, my favorite.
Everything is hitting so differently in the New Testament.
I had my Ephesians hoodie on today.
Yes. Yeah,
I know you wore it to lunch. Full armor of God. Yes. Yeah, yeah. In honor of what you're studying.
Oh, sure. So it's Hebrews 4:16. It says, "Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." Mm. And that, I felt that was so fitting with what we went through with this terrible argument that we had, that we both repented and we both went to the throne of our gracious God.
We did.
And he gave us the grace that we needed, you know, and when we needed it most and to help us. And I can't express enough how having God first in our marriage has just transformed our marriage completely. Mm. And my hope is that everybody has this because it really takes away, you don't necessarily fall into your fleshly behavior so quickly
at all
when God is first. Well, we did.
Yeah, we did.
But we're going to have misfires and we're going to falter.
Only if you start it. I mean,
oh,
just kidding.
I know. I'm so bad.
No, you're not.
Why are women so difficult?
Well, there's a good question. Now you've opened up Pandora's box.
Because we're emotional beings. Because we have more hormones that we have to worry about than you do. So anyway, I thought that was just so fitting. If you have not read the book of Hebrews, you need to read it. It is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you read things and you reread them, and there's always something new. There's always something, that's hitting me differently.
Do you have the Titus scripture up? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I have.
That was the next morning after. So we were arguing. It was about filing our taxes, which was just like silly.
Let me see. Tuesday. Yes, Titus 3:9. but avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, which I immediately took to be taxes, for they are unprofitable and worthless.
Yes.
And that was my scripture the next day.
That's like, what God led you to, right?
Yes. I'm like, and Titus is basically one chapter.
You know?
It's like,
you get there?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Don't you love how God's just...
And Titus is not one you hear about a lot. You know, no. it's one book, four chapters maybe. And this is 3:9.
Yeah.
I'm like, avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law.
Yeah. Now,
and I just took that to be, you know what, the tax law? For they're unprofitable and worthless.
Yes.
I'm like, amen. Absolutely.
That was really
good.
I'm
glad you remember that.
Yeah, that was really good.
I write that stuff down, man.
I love how God presents scripture like that.
The time.
So God's preparing me to share my testimony. I think we talked about that on, and Annette is going to really help me with this. She wanted me to share a little bit of my testimony at the next women's ministry luncheon. And I was, soon as she mentioned it, my heart started pounding. I just really don't think that I'm ready.
You'll know when you're ready.
Because I said that God is just presenting scripture after, and I'm making a list of everything that he is presenting to me. And yeah, so I told her 2026, probably I'll be sharing.
When you're ready, you're ready. Yeah.
And Teresa wants to come in for it.
Ooh,
you know, because Teresa's been with me. Yeah. That woman has been with me through thick and thin.
She's been through a lot with you.
She's been through it all.
Part of the Chicago Terror Twins.
And we were talking about, Jill was talking about sharing her testimony. And I said, she was talking about, because she had dealt with an issue a couple weeks ago. And I, you know, and she had got up and shared it at Bible study. And I had reminded her that people needed to hear that because they get transformed, you know, and it really affects them and it redeems them. So anyway,
I'm excited. It's too bad I can't be there.
You could be there. You could come.
I thought it was chicks only.
Chicks, man.
Chicks ministry, man.
You can stand in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make you nervous. I mean, I don't know.
It would probably bring me comfort.
You just look at me when you talk to everybody.
Yes.
And I'll be like, well,
you're a big part of that testimony, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's thank some people.
Yes.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole. So
and when I say some people, I mean some people.
Really? They fell off the cliff again?
Short segment.
Yeah.
What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from Nicole.
We do have some beautiful blessings from some of the cork soakers out there in Vineyard Nation. First of all, we have to say that we got our shipment in from OG Sam and Yay, Michael Anastasio, another beautiful selection from his vineyard.
And we
from his cellar.
We actually shared a bottle with the international arms dealer and his
and he served wife. That as the main wine. Did you notice
it
that?
It was delicious. Which one was it? It was the...
did you write them down?
I have it on my phone.
He was like, no. We're having this for the main course.
Oh, yes.
No.
He knows his wine. It was the 2019.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Syrah. It was the 2019.
Yeah, I feel bad. He sends us these beautiful bottles and we don't even remember what they were. It was good.
It was good. Thank you.
And we honored you. We honored you with it. So thank you so much, OG Sam and Yay, Michael Anastasio. We got some boosts and big news, everybody, big news. This podcast has been selected to be one of the first to be part of the new Fountain and Fountain hosting, which means you'll be able to boost us with your PayPal, your Cash App, or Venmo, anything you're already using right from the Fountain app, which is going to be very cool. And I think, you know, your messages will all be integrated. I had a big meeting with the boys over there at RSS Blue and Fountain, and I said, hey, you know, maybe we should test this with Curry the Keeper. And they all look on the Zoom. They're like, yeah, we were actually talking about that. We didn't want to ask you if you were. I said, what do you mean? This show is perfect for it. You know, we don't have a million downloads an episode. And, you know, and our people.
We don't really have any donations.
We have nobody. We just hope it'll bring us some donations. Not entirely true, because coming in with a big Striper Boost, 77,777 sats. Yes, it is Pastor Jimmy Pruitt.
Hello.
And he says, I feel really bad about waking you both up at 3 a.m. At least I waited an hour before I got
that's
up.
That's right. Your phone went off. I'm like, why is your phone
bling,
going off?
Bling, 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 bling. Because I didn't turn it down. It was him. He couldn't sleep when he was in Colorado. Before he went to Colorado. He says, another great show, referring to our last show. Love you guys. We are looking forward to our Nashville adventure. Yes, this is going to be fun. It's coming up this month. We're going to the K-Love Awards.
At the end of this month, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Yes. Thank you very much, brother. They said they were going to be recording an episode today, so I haven't seen if it's dropped yet. Living Up in a Down
World. Yes.
Which, by the way, go to HelloFred.fm or Bridge Church. You can see the video version of Living Up in a Down World. Pastor Jimmy, he did one with Annette. It's the conversations, but he also has different guests on. He's a natural. The guy's a natural. He's a natural for this stuff. Yes. Well worth your time.
Yes, it's very good.
$25 from Daniel Williams. Daniel never sends us a note, but we love you anyway, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Send us a note anytime you feel like it. With the Mini Striper Boost, 77,77, it is the one and only Sir Brian with an I. Let's see what he says about himself, shall we? I would like to start by saying thank you for doxing my text messages. That was very kind of you. I guess he's referring to you doing that.
Yes.
I would also like to ask people to start packing their bags and booking their flights for the meetup in Luckenbach on the 17th.
Yes.
At 1776. It's going to be another hootenanny over there at Jenny's place. Of course,
Brian's going to be there.
And Brian will be hogging the scene. And he says, I heard from a reliable source that there will be a special guest there. I can't tell you who it is, but I hope I can come meet him. Do you know anything about this? Special guest?
No.
In the evening, he says.
The evening!
No.
Who could be the special guest?
Dirty Jersey Horse coming, I know that.
It could be Sir Patrick Coble. He shows up, he's at the Amsterdam. He went to the Amsterdam meetup this week.
Oh, he did?
He's so cool. He's like, there's a meetup in Amsterdam. I'm going to go.
So, yeah. So, let me bring you up to speed on Brian.
Oh.
So, Brian.
Got dish. You've got tea.
Yes.
Spill it.
So, Brian has been courting this lady.
Uh-huh. Who exists?
I don't know. Uh-huh. He says she's supposed to come. I'm like, uh-huh.
Oh, that was the exact same story last
year. It was the last two stories. I'm like, uh-huh, uh-huh. He's been wanting to try and kiss her for weeks, and he does not have the courage. I go, dude, she thinks you're gay. I'm just razzing him.
And here's the deal. Bring her to the meetup, and she'll really think you're gay. We'll take care of that.
Brian, play this little clip for her. I'm talking about her. She knows. She knows who I'm talking about.
Do you know this person? Do you
know I just know her name. Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know.
Well, bring it to the meetup. We look forward to meeting her.
Yes. Yeah.
Ashley Wright coming in with $7. Oh, thank you, Ashley. Always highly appreciated.
You're so sweet, Ashley.
And there's comic strip blogger boosting 52,090 sats. And he says, CSB. Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Tina.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Stop drinking alcohol.
Oh, okay.
You don't have such good alcohol-resistant genes like Adam. Well, now that's a fact. Please replace alcohol with alcohol-free beer or something. Yeah. You're not going to drink alcohol-free beer. That's nasty.
I switched to
no amount, not bad for you. Do you hear my message loud and clear?
Yes.
Also, please tell your audience to listen to a podcast of Laren and Derry. Laren and Derry. Wow. Larry and Darren. Oh, that's my alcohol resistance speaking. www.planetrage.show. Larry has a voice that makes ladies swoon. Larry. He's one of these deep voices. And Darren's always, he's always yelling. That's just Darren.
You know what? That was one thing about you that I really liked when we first started dating.
What's that?
Yeah, your voice.
Really? Really now?
Well, what are you finding now?
You like my voice. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come over here. I want to show you
something.
What
are you, Barry White?
I'm Barry White.
No, if you spoke like that, I'd be like, yeah.
That's creepy. Ladies, call his voice innately velvety, deep, and rich. It's a MAGA podcast with audio clips and swearing at American commies.
Okay.
Yo.
CS, thanks,
actually,
CSP.
It is one of the few shows I listen to regularly. They're basically, it's like a No Agenda with different characters.
Mm-hmm.
But very enjoyable. And it always seems to be airing live when I'm walking Phoebe.
Oh.
And so, you know, and I'm just laughing. I'm laughing when they're doing their show. It's usually, I think it's Wednesdays, I think.
Yep.
They're good guys. Very, very good guys. And then finally, $5 from Timothy Emery. And we appreciate all of these boosts and PayPals. Thank you very much. You can go to currythekeeper.com. Check out our About page, our Donate page. And you should sign up for the newsletter.
Yes. It's great.
How's your numbers? Do you even look at your numbers?
I don't even look at the metrics anymore.
I'm glad you don't. Not supposed to.
Before you transition.
Yes.
To the question
before
of the
transition,
week.
Yes.
You want to talk about what you saw in the sky last night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. This was crazy. So now, because of my mistake, we ran out of Phoebe's food.
Yes.
And we ran out Sunday morning. So Sunday evening and Monday morning, she had to have rice and chicken, which I think we gave her a little bit too much rice, honestly. But she loved it. She's like, what's going on with this? She's like, she's panting.
And she loves it.
She loves it. It kind of...
We stopped her up.
It stopped her up a little bit. So Now I took her.
We put a cork in her.
I took her Monday to the vet. You know, we went by the bank and everything. We did the full round. She loves that. And we got her food and we weighed her 97 pounds. You know, she's within the range.
Yeah.
Up and down. But she hadn't pooped for almost 2 days.
Yeah.
And so I'm
walking. And when this dog poops, it's like.
Well, when she's on schedule, she poops 3 times a day. Yeah. Monday, morning, afternoon. Not always when you walk her, but if I'm walking her, I seem to motivate her. Like, oh, dad, okay. And then in the evening, and you know, she lays down a mound. She's a mounder.
Yeah. A mounder.
And so it's. So we're walking last night, and I'm, you know, I'm always talking to God. I'm praying. And then I say, Holy Spirit, could you please make this dog poop? Could you please give her the urge? You know, she has to poop. Holy Spirit, she has to poop. And of course, lo and behold, Phoebe's like, gonna squat. And there's like, bah. And I'm like, oh, this is good. I'm picking it up, right? And then we're walking, and then I see her look up because she's always looking at, she barks at airplanes.
This dog does.
So she looks up, and I look up, and in the sky, I see a round, it looked like a smoke ring. Like someone had blown a smoke ring. It's kind of coming towards me, getting a little bigger. In the middle of the smoke ring, I see a light. But it's like cloudy. So in this smoke ring, it's cloudy. And this light's kind of like moving. I'm like, wow, is that an airplane? And then I look and the sky is completely clear.
So this
clear.
Is the only thing
there's
in the sky.
There's no cloud. No, there's stars and the moon is on the other side.
Yeah.
And then very slowly, the smoke ring dissipates. And the light goes away and it's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, God, what else could that be? Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome show. Like, you know, like, was it, what does Pastor Jimmy always say?
You know when you know it.
Signs and wonders. You see a sign, makes you wonder. That's exactly what I thought. Like, I don't know exactly what the sign is. It makes me wonder. I'm like, want to do it again? But I came home. Like, I couldn't. I like. I got to tell you this.
Yeah.
It was real. It was just like a smoke ring. Just.
Whoosh, yeah.
Like coming towards me, and then it dissipated, and the light went away, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen, because I'm always looking up at the sky. I see the Starlink satellites. I've never seen anything like this before. So, I think it was. You know, I'll just take it as God said. You're welcome. Your dog pooped.
Oh.
You're good to go.
That's I know you were like, wait till you hear what I just saw. Yeah. Pretty wild. Yeah.
It was pretty wild. Really cool.
Yeah. No.
Know what it's time for? The question of the week.
All right, everybody. Tina has a question. She knows the question, so she has her answer. It's up to me. The question of the week. Here we go, everybody, with the question of the week.
Okay. How do I make you feel loved?
Oh my gosh. How do you make me feel loved?
Yes.
It's in so many different ways.
Yes.
First of all, in bed, when we always snuggle up when we go to bed, and then you'll give me part of your motorcycle saddle, even though you really don't want it, which is basically a pillow between your legs. Like, give me some of that pillow. Let me get on your saddle. It's how you always give me your feet to rub your feet.
Aww.
Like I feel that you love me. You cook when you cook for me.
Aww.
That I think that's one of the most loving things you can do for somebody is cook for them. Mm-hmm. Even though I really cook a lot. But
you cook the meat, but I plan the meals.
You do. But also, just when you look at me in the morning, you know, and I can see that you're happy, then I feel loved because I know you feel loved.
Yeah. And when I'm unhappy,
oh no,
you look away.
It's crap. It's just like she don't love me. It's all over. And I'm also always saying I love you.
Yeah,
I
know,
love you. I say it a lot.
You do. I do too.
Yeah,
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make you feel loved?
Please now.
How do you make me feel loved?
Yes. How do I make you feel loved?
Two things.
Only two.
Two significant things. Okay. Well, no, two the most significant things. Well, I'm very secure in our marriage, like very.
Oh yeah, you've got golden handcuffs on me, baby. You got all the money.
That does not.
Just
I don't
kidding.
Care about
I'm
that.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
The first thing in the morning when you say good morning, Holy Spirit, to me, and then you always get up and you walk to me
I do.
And you kiss me and you hug me every morning.
Yes, I do.
You do that.
Yeah. Because I love you. Because yes, I'm excited to see you.
Yes. Without fail, you do that. Mm-hmm. Without fail. And the second thing is when you always hold my hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like
But there are many other things. Like you're just.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. We're good. We're all good. Right. We're good. I'll tell you. I'll take
those
two.
And when you cook the meat on the grill, even though I know how to operate the grill now.
Uh-oh. What? And then I gave you some tips the other day. I said, you know, it's warmer on this. You're like, when am I ever going to have to deal with that? That's all you're doing. All I need is to cook some hamburgers.
I'm not cooking small steaks.
I'm not going to be doing little How were those?
The filet mignons?
Filet mignons I did yesterday. By the way, we are always so grateful. Every single night, we thank God before we eat. We thank God for KNC Cattle, for Snyder Ranch, because it's so... It comes right from God, right into the grass, into the cows, and it comes right to us. There's nothing in between. There's no supermarket. There's nothing. And how good is it? I mean, literally, we're eating steak, and I have a potato.
Yes.
It's like, I'm good.
Yes.
And I get some chocolate afterwards.
And you got brownies waiting for you.
From those Lindt guys. Yeah. The guy you see him on the package.
Yeah,
that guy does his business for us. That's beautiful. Yes. So...
I know. We're very, very grateful.
We're very, very fortunate.
Yes.
Yes. Look at our life. People must be like, oh, listen to these guys.
Well, we did get in a big fight.
and we were honest about it. We told y'all.
Yeah. The last thing I want to just say is I want to wish all the mothers out there happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
And mother comes in very different forms. You do not have to have children to be a mother.
Right.
No.
That's right.
Nope. You just be supportive.
You can be supportive for someone.
Amazing woman.
That's
yes.
right. Even a mom to a fur baby.
A lot of my friends do not have children, and they are some of the most gracious, giving, loving people I
That's
know.
That's right. So happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day, baby, to you.
Thank you. Let's see if my daughters send me a card.
I'm pretty sure one of them at least is because she sent me a confirmation ahead of time. Let it be known to the jury that I put this card in the mailbox today. Not today. Days ago.
Wow.
Days ago. Sent me a note.
Holy smokes. I'm shocked.
They know you by now.
Let's hope so.
Give them a couple of years.
I love you.
I love you, Mrs. Curry. See you next week.
All right. We'll be
right here.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening.
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah.